Continuing our interview with Dr. Mario Mata, cardiologist and astronomer. Dr. Mata, I was asking you about the asteroid thing, and you gave us an explanation when we lost contact here with video. But you have an amazing variety of qualities, I must say. And on your website, seeing you build your own observatory, that's not a little kit that you buy at Amazon. Please tell me about the whole goings on in building, first of all, the telescope and then the observatory, because I think that's absolutely amazing.
Thanks. It's my latest and best. It's not my first. That's my third observatory. Built one in Linfield at a 16-inch F4.6 back then. I was in the 80s. Then I built one in New Hampshire. We had a summer place up there, which eventually, when I built this one that I'm currently using, professional astronomer was retiring, wanted to buy everything because he wanted to retire. We were selling at the time, so I said, fine. So that one is still in operation.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here is the first telescope. I built every part, ground all the optics, but I didn't design it. A friend of mine who, remember when the Hubble needed a fix?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was part of the design team to fix it, the optics. And when I was going to build another Newtonian, are you familiar with the difference in
mm-hmm.
optics?
Yep.
Okay, so I was going to build a Newtonian because that's what I know how to build. And he proposed a completely radical design that's based on the same principle as the Hubble. Use a spherical primary, which of course gives you spherical aberration, but it's much easier to make a giant 32-inch sphere perfect than it is to make a parabola perfect. Mm. One I ground for New Hampshire took 2.5 years.
Yikes.
This one here, even though it's the same size, 32 inches, only took 6 months because all it had to do is go to a perfect sphere. And then it has a bunch of lenses, like the Hubble, that corrects the spherical aberration. Although he did the flat for me, although I built all the optics, they were all spherical lenses and spherical primary, which are significantly easier to do. I mean, you wouldn't do that for a small telescope, but for a big one, it saves time. So I basically followed the prescription he gave me, and then all the parts are junkyard scrap or industry throwouts, and I have a lathe and milling machine, so built all the parts. So it took about a year and a half to do all the optics, and it took another year to do all the mechanical parts, and that's how I got the telescope.
And the observatory, you said, wasn't your first, so you've had experience building them.
Yeah, this is my third dome. Built all the parts for the dome, and basically got astronomy club members, 20 of them came over on a weekend, worked 2 12-hour days, all the parts I had previously made for 6 months, and you just feed astronomy club members a lot of pizza and beer, and they're willing to work endless hours.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Dome raising party.
Oh, that's cool. You know, observing astronomy observation takes place necessarily, of course, at night, and some of the best observing is late at night. You have to have a lot of bug spray, or you have to wear heavy coats. I'm just wondering, with all that you do, all that you build, and all that you work on, when do you sleep?
Unfortunately, we don't have as many clear nights as I would like.
Mm.
So, for example, the last 3 weeks have been awful weather here, even though it hasn't been raining.
Right.
It's been cloudy and hazy. So don't sleep on the nights that are
okay.
Clear.
As
a cardiologist, I'm used to staying up at night. And besides, it's not that bad.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's...
Now that I'm getting older, I'm starting to notice it more.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're just hitting your stride. I think it's just remarkable. I want to ask you, do you have any favorite targets?
I do a lot of galactic work, but recently I've been asked to do transits to nail down whether they're real planets or not. You have to do 3 transits in a row, exact timing before the IAU considers it a proven planet. So I've been doing some of those.
Wow, yeah, and that has to be time. You got to be patient, I would suppose, because of, as you say, the cloud cover and so on. What about astrophotography? Because on your site you have many, many pictures that you've taken.
Yeah, that's some of them are pictures I had to take for a project, and others are just pictures I take for fun.
Okay. Oh, Dr. Marta, this has been amazing. I appreciate your taking the time, and I'm going to link to the site. And I'm envious of all your qualities. It's great to have you in the neighborhood, I got to tell you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Be well.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Dr. Mario Marta. Apologies for the mix-up from the video to the audio, but we got the complete interview here. And absolutely amazing, amazing man. And check out the website that we have right here on this post, and you will see what I'm talking about. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.